loving awareness invites you to come home to the illuminated nature of your being. Now, more than ever before, it is time. Join together with us in co-creating a world where loving awareness is the prevailing choice. It begins within the hearts of each one of us. Hello, dear ones. I'm Savi Ma from Illuminate Your Circle and lovingawareness.org. And I'm here with this week's Illuminate Your Energy Reset. This is where I share my intuitive insights and moon-inspired self-care guidance. Okay, let's jump into the energy for this week. So, well, you know what? The guidance is, before we do that entirely, this is a question that oftentimes Source invites me to ask those that I'm doing individual session work with. They ask me to ask the person that I'm with, so in this case, it's you. And the question is the moon self-illuminating? Now, I'll give you a second to ponder that. Is the moon self-illuminating? And it doesn't take us long. Usually we can go back into the file of our memories from sometime in the past in science class when we learned, wait, no, the moon is not self-illuminating. It receives its light from the sun. The moon reflects the light of the sun. And I say, very good. That's right. Very good. The moon is not self-illuminating. It reflects the light of the sun. And the reason that Source brings this forward to us, and the reason that inspired these moon-inspired self-guidance, self-care videos for you every week is that the moon really has a lot to share with us. It's very informing and very influential. And when we start to recognize that here in these human bodies, we're like the moon in a way, and the sun is our infinite source essence, the light that we're born of. So that light is inside of us, and our human nature, our self nature, our personhood is reflecting that light. So it's like we carry the sun's and the moon's energy within us all the time. And our expression as a human being in this world, on this earth, is our reflection of the light of all that is. I just love thinking about that, and that was one thing that Source really wanted me to share with you right away this morning before we really get into this week's energy. Okay. So when we think about the moon, we know that the moon has cycles that it repeats every 28 days or so. And depending on where we are in the moon cycle, can tell us a lot about where our energy is at that particular time, or at least it can tell us what the energy really is that's available to us, for us to work with more directly. And so this week, we're finding ourselves at the very tail end of the moon's waning energy, and we're coming into new moon this week on Wednesday, new moon in Pisces. Now, what does new moon mean? Sometimes we can get a little confused about that. We know what the full moon is. New moon, sometimes referred to as the dark moon, happens when we can't see the moon in the night sky. And that's because the earth is between the moon and the sun. So this is a time for us at the dark phase of the moon, the new moon, for us to get very introspective, for us to just really go inward into the inner world. And I know that you've been hearing me say that for the last few weeks, and I'll be honest with you. I was going to say the last few weeks, maybe the last few months, have been a very inward focused time. And honestly, Source is correcting and saying truthfully, it's been a longer period, a much longer period of time. Honestly, I feel as though really from 2016, I feel like was the threshold of this time of transformation that we find ourselves in now. And little by little by little by little by little over that landscape of time in the linear sense that we're all subscribed to as earthlings here, we've been being invited more and more and more to go inward, to reflect inward, to really reflect is the best word. And isn't that great? Because we're reflecting the energy of the moon. It really is about reflecting, going deeper and deeper and deeper and peeling back the layers, looking deeper, inquiring further, asking more questions of ourselves and listening for the truth to be revealed, listening for the higher wisdom that resides within all of us to reveal itself to us, to show us, to guide us. And that's what this time has really been about. And I think the reason that I'm feeling guided to share that with you, here we are doing a weekly update, but we're talking about a time frame from 2016 to where we are right now. That's because it's important sometimes for us to really look at the full landscape of where it is that we've been journeying in order to really understand where we are right now. So it's my guess that most of you listening will look back over the last couple years for sure, if not all the way back to 2016, and perhaps you can see a sort of, maybe it's an ebb and a flow, but a trajectory of growth, expansion, and transformation, which maybe included some kind of bumpy parts, some parts that weren't super comfortable, and plenty of unknown mixed in. And all of that is natural. It's all a part of this journey that we're living in this here and now. So part of what's happening right now, coming up to this present moment and these couple of days of waning energy as we relax ourselves into the new moon this week, is this opportunity for us to, it's funny, my body just did it, like this deep breath and then a releasing. It's like the exhale is coming. And of course, we have an exhale every time we inhale. It's followed with an exhale. If that doesn't happen, the whole breathing thing that keeps us ticking in these bodies fails. It doesn't work. We have to inhale and exhale. But these last few years can sort of feel a little bit like maybe we've been holding our breath to a degree. Maybe we've been inhaling and only exhaling a little because it feels, we're just not sure. There's a certain level of vulnerability. There's a certain level of unsureness. And it doesn't really feel like we've given ourselves the full and complete exhale. Do you all know what that feels like? Give it to yourselves right now. Take a really deep breath in. Fill yourselves all the way up with breath. And then, as if it's for the first time ever, exhale completely. Just whew. Let that breath go. Just fully, fully, fully exhale. And then pause and just notice, whoa, like I don't think I've allowed myself that intentional of an exhale in a very long time. Now, some of us, if we do breathing practices, maybe we have. But to really give ourselves that experience with conscious, intentful presence is a really, really powerful practice. And that's coming in right now just to demonstrate to you that the energy that's coming this week and really opening a portal into March, into the whole month ahead, is this energy of feeling like we finally have exhaled. And then that feeling of liminality after the exhale, when we're about to fully inhale again, it's that state of space where we just feel like, whoa, anything is possible. And that's sort of what I feel like if there was an umbrella on the energy that I feel coming in for this next week, that's what it feels like. It's like we're receiving a breath of fresh air, and along with it, we're being given this beautiful umbrella of new potentiality, like, whoa, I can feel the new, I can feel the expansiveness. And instead of running in the other direction and wanting to put the covers back over our heads, we're actually feeling a little frisky about it. It kind of, if we tap down inside and we just go for the feeling of that eager anticipation, and we don't take it too far to where we might get scared and want to put those covers over our head or run fast in the other direction because there's just still too much unknown. We don't know what to expect. It's okay. Just allow yourselves to bask in that space of newness, the space of potentiality, the space of promise. And just notice how if nothing needs to be figured out in that space, then we can be completely relaxed in the unknown. We don't even have to look at it as the unknown. This space is purely that space before all of that. The space where we can just open. We can open ourselves to pure potential. We can allow ourselves to feel a little bit lighter. There's a lightness of energy coming. These first couple days of the week, it really is still about honoring rest, honoring relaxation, going inside, checking in deeply, witnessing whatever is coming up for us, and also really looking and saying, is there anything else that I've really meant to be releasing that I haven't fully let go of yet? And then don't give yourself a hard time if it still doesn't feel like you're ready for that release. But if you are ready, let it go and celebrate that letting go. Celebrate the release. It can feel so freeing and liberating and empowering. And that's a part of the energy that is birthing and bubbling to the surface within us over this next week and for sure into the month ahead. Now, it feels like there's a little bit of a caution line here in that I don't want to paint this as sunshine and rainbows and unicorns and everything is perfect from here on out. We have weathered the storm and we have grown and we have learned from these lessons and these truths that have been revealed and now everything is sunshine and roses. Okay, we know that that's not how it works here in this earth, time, space, reality. We're here having the human experience, and that means that we're here to experience all facets of it. It's not always going to be sunshine and roses. It's not always going to be magic and rainbows and unicorns. Those are some of my most favorite things, and I'm sure there are many of you listening that would say the same thing. And we know that there are going to be other things that come into that soup of our life. Here's what I know right now. I know that what we have weathered over the last couple of years has prepared us, has grown us, shaped us, evolved us in a way that has never happened before. And that gives me hope. That gives me more courage. That gives me a feeling of readiness to face what it is will be delivered to us. And the more, this is the part that Source really wants us all to hear. The more we are actively engaged in our presence, in our truth, in our knowingness, in our willingness to be who and what we really are, and stand up, take space, be our authentic, true selves, the more we are willing to do that, the more grace and ease will alight the path in front of us, no matter what it is that we face. That's the beauty of it. Yes, we will face challenges. Yes, there will be lessons and growth points. Of course there will. It's part of what we're here for. But the umbrella, the expanded nature of what we're here for, it's all about shining and sharing our authentic uniqueness, being the light of who and what we really are, and allowing that light to inform the way that we move ourselves through what looks like shadow, what is darkness. We bring the light along, and it's never completely dark, you see. And we can't leave the light behind. That's the thing that I think we forget sometimes. We can feel like, oh, everything just feels so dark. It feels like too much. I can't even. And what we have to remember is we are self-illuminating because the sun of infinite nature lives within us. Yes, we are like that moon that is reflecting the light outward through the expression of this human nature, but infinite nature is born alive within us. It is literally what we are sourced of. So that illuminature that is within all of us is what we're here to express, and it is literally our inner flashlight. It's our inner beacon. It is always, always, always illuminated and reflecting the light. So no matter what it is that we're facing, we have what we need to see ourselves through. That means we can get kind of bold even. We can feel very brave. We can encourage our bold braveness from within, and we can say, whoa, okay, yeah, this is heavy. This isn't what I was expecting. It wasn't what I was hoping for. It wasn't what I was dreaming of. But here I am, and I know I have what I need to face this. I am embracing this. I am, and by my embracing this, I am placing myself fully in a state of grace and transformation. The more we allow ourselves, give ourselves permission to act and be and live in this space of inner authority, the more grace and ease we have on the path ahead. Okay, so let's review just a little bit. Source loves to open up these beautiful tangents for us, and they would say it's not a tangent at all. What am I talking about? This is what we are here to talk about. The tangents are all those other aspects that you thought would be fun to sprinkle in. So that is the truth. What you just received, I hope you'll listen back through that and really feel that illuminature ignited within you. Feel that activated presence. Allow yourself the beginning of this week, yes, to nurture, to rest, to reflect, to further release. New moon time coming midweek, it's always about reflection, introspection, releasing in order for the new birth. It's all of that at the very same time. And that space of new birth is here for us at midweek. And that's that space I was describing where these first couple days of the week, allow yourself to fully exhale and just feel that space of grace that exists as you take that next breath and feel pure potentiality bubbling up from within. Elementally this week, we're going through every element plays its role this week. We've got air element to begin. Then we've got the new moon is in Pisces, so that's water energy. Then we move into some fire energy, and we land at the end of this week in Earth. It's quite beautiful, and it's really very descriptive. If you think about it, we're beginning with air energy, where I want us to just drop in and relate, ask ourselves important questions, tune more deeply. Moving into the flow of water, and especially Pisces water, which is just about, it's the most expansive energy. There are no limits. There's complete boundlessness and mysticism and magic open to us. That's the energy of this new moon in particular. And then we're moving on into a little bit of fire. And for me, the fire this week has nothing to do with explosiveness and everything to do with that creative force that's coming alive. Everything to do with that feeling inside of, oh my God, like I don't think I felt this kind of aliveness in a long time. Like I feel like there truly is a rebirth coming. I feel a newness. I feel expanded. I feel excited. So allow yourself, give yourself some of those, get frisky with it. Allow yourself to say some of those things, feel into the energy and say, whew, I do feel alive. I feel excited. I feel eager. I literally feel anticipation for what's next. And it feels good. It doesn't feel scary. It feels good. Allow yourself to see if you can lean into that energy. And then at the end of the week, we start to just after we've come through the new moon and the energy starts to build a little bit. The moon begins its waxing phase. And then we can just take in a deep breath and notice where our feet are planted on the earth and ground ourselves. And just give ourselves the biggest hug ever. give ourselves extra self-care, extra self-love, and say, hey, whew, celebrate a little bit. We made it. We made it. This is where we are. We're evolving. We're expanding. We're ever expanding, ever unfolding, ever becoming. And that's brilliant. That's genius. And I am so grateful for the experience of being alive. And I'm so grateful for the light of infinite nature that lives within me and reflects the light through me into my human nature. This is my illuminator, and I love it. I'm fully in it. I'm living it alive every single day. And the more I choose to live it alive, the more I feel ready. I feel able. I feel willing. I feel receptive to all that comes ahead. Ugh. I hope you can feel that. You know, when I'm delivering these messages, I sit down beforehand and I take an intuitive deep dive and look at the energies and feel in for themes and things like that. And then when I sit down to actually bring whatever's going to come forward for you through, all of that just sort of like fades into the periphery and Source comes in and delivers exactly what we're meant to receive right now. So I hope you can feel this energy. Not only that you're hearing these words, but that you're allowing the words that were delivered here in this now to really land in your heart and to be able to listen again. Don't just listen to this once, listen again so that you can really... It's like there's no word for it. The Source is saying, just feel the energy vibration of the words. Feel what these words that land in your heart feel like. Feel the rush of empowerment. Feel the rush of yourselves coming online. Feel the excitement and the eagerness and the friskiness that we've shared with you today. Feel that. And just see how that energy starts to move and shift and change the momentum on the path ahead. I would be so excited to hear from you. I want to know how these weekly resets are hitting. How are they landing with you? What's touching you? Does listening to this help inspire anything forward? Does it make you feel curious? Does it make you feel, what does it make you feel? No more projecting. What does it make you feel? I want to know what you feel. I do. I want to know what you feel, no matter what it is. Don't feel like you have to put all rainbows. That was a mixture of rainbows and unicorns. Don't feel like you only have to tell me the sunshine and roses stuff. I want to know what you're really feeling. I want to know what you're really facing. And all of it is right. All of it is accurate. These messages that come through, they come through with pure love from Source Energy through this Savvy instrument. And I'm just so glad that I can deliver that. I want these messages to meet you exactly where you are and to support you in the best ways possible. If you know that it feels good to listen to these energy updates that I'm bringing to you and you want to take a deeper dive, you really want to explore further and give yourself more self-love, more self-care, live more authentically, more empowered. If you want to take that deeper dive, this is your invitation. Please join me at Illuminator Circle at lovingawareness.org. It is a monthly membership space that we have created to support all of us, me included, on this evolutionary journey that we're all partaking in right now, living the sunlight of our infinite nature alive through the human nature, our illuminature, allowing that relationship with the moon energy and the moon influences to grow and support us. We're here for you. The circle is open. Come take your space. Thank you so much. I love you. I will see you next week, and I hope to see you even sooner in the circle. There are amazing resources right there, all ready for you. Come join us. I love you. I'm Savi Ma with Illuminature Circle and LovingAwareness.org.